Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz hanging out with you. And of course, we had the Fed Day yesterday, and of course they did their usual nothing. No surprise, but as we've been mentioning on air here and talking about is the ability to hedge and make sure you lock in your portfolio and lock in those profits and make sure that you don't have to worry about the market fall apart, the collapse, which will happen. Again, we don't know when and we're not predicting it, but when you can hedge basically with no risk, I think it's something that you have to consider as an investor. And what I thought I'd do today is share with you a little bit of the intro of what the hedge is all about. I think it's important, and I want you to check it out. So we're going to play that today. So here we go. Let's go check out the hedge. Here we go.
There's champagne popping. Yeah. Go Cubbies. Go Cubs, go. Yeah. Welcome aboard, everybody, to the... We believe, the Badger and myself, the event that will change your life, change your investing life, and change the way you do things forever, and it will only be for the better, and we couldn't be happier and to be here and share this with you. You know, what's with the market? Well, it's going up. there ain't much to say about that. It's going up. It don't know how to go down, and, you know, again, you got the Fed and you got whatever, and hey, that's why we don't fight it. But when we're done with tonight, you'll have an idea of why generally we don't care anyways, because we're going to figure out ways and show you ways to make money no matter what the market's doing. Big down day tomorrow. Now, I don't predict. I would say probably not, unless there's some wacky news coming out. But anyways, welcome aboard. We're very glad to have you as part. And again, as I said, we do believe that this will change your life, and your, especially your investing life, because what we do here is really give you a much better understanding of how the market works and how the market functions, and we are huge believers in what we do, and we will tell you that we believe that less than 0.5% doesn't have a clue of what we're doing. But as we have here, our friend, as the economic theory that we operate under in the United States here is the Keynesian theory. And in 1928, the man said, well, we will not have any more crashes in our time. And Badger, is he right?
He missed it sort of by about 4 or 5 minimum.
So anyways, tonight is myself and the Badger, and with our combined 75 years of actual floor trading and live trading and retail trading and everything, we bring you the best of it. And for those of you who don't know, the Badger's real name is Robert J. Seifert. He has written the book Profiting from Weekly Options. And of course, you guys know I wrote the book Bubba's Guide to Trading Options. But I want to introduce myself because you guys all know me. But I've been around the block once or twice. But of course, the Badger, Robert, he has been also, we've been partners for over 30 years. Bob, you go back, 41 years? This is your 41st year?
Yeah, 41st year of actually trading, yes.
Okay, and he goes back to the old days of being a retail bond salesman, I believe. And we have done things worldwide through the methods that we're teaching now, and we did not have the methods that are available today. When we were doing this, we didn't have them. But one of the things about being a floor trader is you have to learn how to be creative. You have to learn, is she vomiting or hyper? Oh, you have to learn how to be flexible and create positions that are what we call synthetic. Okay. And that's you know, kind of what we've done, and nobody better than the Badger, because the Badger was the innkeeper at the Roach Motel at the Euro Dollar, and this is not the currency Euro Dollar, you know, but the actual very short term interest rate market, and he was all by himself back there in the as what we call the Roach Motel, and he was the key innkeeper, but knew how to synthetically take care of all those trades, because when you are trading, you are not trading just a trade, you are trading really against somebody. And that's where we come in, and we know how to combat and deal against everybody. Okay? So the big question is why do you need the hedge? Well, I mean, the markets, they're never going down again. We may see Dow 1 million pretty soon. But I think that, you know, I think there was a lot of blood and fear in the street in August. And, of course, those of you with me know that I sent you out an email at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I said, turn the machines off. Don't panic. There is no reason to worry. And, you know, I can say that with a great deal of security because, A, I know the market, which you're going to know. By the time you're done with this class, you're going to know it. And I also know that I'm hedged, so I really don't have to worry, because I actually look to welcome those types of catastrophes. Okay? But we all do know one thing for sure. Okay? No matter what John Maynard Keynes says, we know the market is going to have another collapse. Okay? Again, it's not that we're bearish. It's not that we think anything. I mean, we are a little bearish, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, history is your guide. What is it, the saying? If you fail to study history, you're doomed to repeat it. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay. So, I mean, if you take a look now and you look around the markets right now. Now, we're not talking about the equity markets, but Badger, would you say that all markets are the same?
Well, all liquid markets are the same. Illiquid markets we don't deal in, but yes, all liquid markets are the same. They never change. The price patterns that go on, the cycles that go on are exactly the same, and the graphic you have up there shows entirely what we're talking about.
So, I mean, again, the metals are down, you know, 40% in 2 years. Energy down, you know, never going up again. Goldman Sachs calling for $20 oil. Of course, we know they're trying to buy it, but that's another story. Soft commodities down, grains. I mean, you know, look, doesn't matter. Everything does the same thing, because everything in this world is very cyclical. Okay? The markets run in cycles. But if you think just these are down, have you taken a look at Walmart recently? Down 40%. If you take a look at Caterpillar, down 40%. So within the market already, there is some correcting going on to begin with. But there's going to be much deeper than a correction. And why? Because the markets run in cycles. Again, it wasn't hard to predict that the market was going to collapse in 08. Now, obviously, we didn't know exactly what it was there, but you could see. And Badger, you and I were actually talking on the phone, and something happened in January of that year in Minneapolis. Remember?
Yeah.
What was the story? What am I leading at? I just want to show you how you think and what, things that,
well, I think
that
it was
sometimes.
I think it was a small fund. It was actually financing loans that were subprime that had a crunch in it. The markets did recover initially, but then people figured out, wait, this is not going to be small. This is going to be a big problem.
And another tip-off in that year was what was happening with the price of the grains, especially wheat. Now, again, what is it we have to do? Well, markets are cyclical, and things do happen. You start to notice and understand why markets function. Okay, now we know right now that the markets are very irrational at this moment, but it doesn't really matter.
And it doesn't really matter that the markets are irrational at this moment, because it just doesn't matter. But we're looking at learning how to hedge, and you can learn more about it at thebubbashow.org. Check it out. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're going to come back and continue with learning and understanding how to hedge a portfolio. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're working on the hedge today. And again, if you want more information, go to thebubbashow.org and check it out. There is a cost, but keep listening and you'll see that the cost is well worth your time. So let's get back to the hedge.
We can't stop them. Okay. But again, the key is that you will always want to be yourself hedged to the max of your portfolio, because again, then you don't have to worry about the downside, and you will actually learn how to benefit from when those things happen. And what we're really trying to teach you is how to create the endowment model, okay, and how to compound your money, not lose it. Because, Badger, we know one thing for sure. Market bottoms are formed by what?
Well, they're formed by blow-offs, which we call it, and it's when the weak hands, which in this particular case have been long, finally can't stand it anymore. They what we call puke out, and it creates this V bottom. Then new money comes in, turns it around. We know when this is going to happen? No, we don't, but we do know for sure that it will always happen. And on August 24th, as it turned out, that was a mini break. And the dip buyers came in and saved the market, but they're not going to save it every time. You go back to 2008, you go back to all kinds of market collapses, excuse me, and the dip buyers don't save it.
And the only thing I can tell you with pretty good certainty is that the year 1987 will not be repeated in one day, but I will promise you that the market will again at some point take a major haircut, and there'll be a lot of blood in the streets the next time, because again, we're really not set up for it. But you guys here will be cheering and championing that problem, because you will be protected and you'll be able to be one, instead of the ones that are puking out, you'll be the ones picking up the bones and the scraps at the bottom of the market, because the markets are never different. This time will not be different. No matter what anybody says, no matter what the pundits say, no matter what the experts say, this time will not be different. It never is. I've been doing this myself and with the Badger for 36 years. He's been at 41. We've seen every market condition, and the common theme is always the same. It always ends up in a mess with a bunch of people sad and broke. Okay? But that's not going to be us, because we are going to defeat and show you that, again, you'll be able to actually compound and benefit when those markets happen, okay? But when you think about hedging, now you hear of hedge funds. That's not hedging. A hedge fund is supposed to be alternative investments, but typically hedge funds are like anybody else, and they fall victim. I mean, there's some obvious and very good ones that you don't hear about, but most fall victim because the biggest problem in the trading community typically ends up being over leverage. Okay. I mean, that was the bigger problem that they don't talk about, but that was the bigger problem in 08. Okay. With the banks, with Lehman and Bear Stearns. But at the end, okay, you can, as long as you have protection, you can do whatever you want. And of course, they did not have a proper protection to defend against this. Now, they thought they did, or the way they didn't, but some they thought they did because they thought they had AIG, but they didn't realize that AIG was also running the same Ponzi scheme. So, but hedging is like buying insurance, okay? You buy life insurance if you're young enough. You buy insurance in your car, your house, whatever, and that's what the hedge model does, is it actually insures you against market risk, okay? Now, market risk comes in all shapes and sizes depending on what you're investing in. Most of you are basically in the equity space, but there are risks to everything. And we've heard, you know, what really irks me, Badger, is, you know, all these companies that keep missing earnings and they keep blaming it on the currency. And I go, really? I mean, and we look at each other and go, currency, that's the easiest thing to hedge of anything. Why would you have so much trouble? And of course, we believe that they're just making up an excuse because they missed their numbers. And they're trying to do like everybody else and trying to hide from the problem that they actually created, because we traded worldwide And Badger, what did we do every night?
We hedged our position. We took positions that would limit our risk in case the currency went against us. Because if we made a big profit in a foreign market, but we didn't hedge that risk, we would end up losing money. So we talk about, you know, these multinational firms, how they blame currency. We can't figure it out. This is one of the biggest markets in the world, foreign currencies. And the ability to offset your risk is there every day, but they choose not to. We don't understand why. So when they complain about it, we're confused.
And again, it's and the simplest example for everybody, everybody's here has heard of Southwest Airlines, I'm sure. And Southwest Airlines has hedged their oil for as long as I can remember. Okay, which is why they weren't always the most profitable, but they were one of the few that were always stable because they knew what that cost of that flight was to go from point A to point B every single time. It didn't matter what crude oil was doing. Okay? It doesn't matter what your product is doing. If you understand how to match it and watch it and hedge it, pure hedge, now because a lot of people believe in gold and bonds and all those stuff, but there are certain points. Now, we know that there's supposed to be an inverse relationship to a lot of things, but unfortunately, it doesn't always happen. And just ask a lot of the guys in 87 that they had to carry out that were long bonds and long equities, okay? Because, or short bonds and long equities. I mean, you know, you had a major, I remember Tuesday, Badger, the bonds were up, I think, 6 points.
No, actually 10, 10 bucks.
10.
Which was
okay.
at that time like 18%.
So what you have to remember is to define what you're doing, and when you learn how to define your risk, you can then are ready to protect it. So why do you need protection? Well, none of us are above the emotional status of when you're not protected and you're losing money and you're getting to a point where you don't have the ability to earn the money and you go, oh, my God, what am I going to do? How am I going to get out? I got to sell. Got to sell. And that's where a lot of the selling typically begins, is in that level, because people are afraid that they're not going to have money to live on. Okay? What the hedging method will do, you will never have to sell. In theory, you will never have to sell another stock as long as you live, unless you choose that you want to sell it. Okay? Because when you're going to be set up, is you will be able to overcome moves in the market and benefit from them instead of being afraid of them. You will welcome the volatility, because the more volatility that we can get, especially if we're well hedged, what does it do for us, Badger?
Well, it creates opportunity. You know, if we're really well hedged, and what we're going to teach you is that if you're willing to give up a little bit of your upside potential, and depending on market conditions, that could be very small, we'll teach you how, no matter what the market does, you're going to own the market very close to the bottom. Not at the exact low tick. We can't do that. We don't predict bottoms. We're going to show you how the option model will create this position for you so that you're always in command of the market, not it in command of you.
And that is, you know, something that, you know, we want to make sure that you understand as a trader, as an investor, because you will learn that a lot of these strategies can be used not only in hedging your long term, but they can be used in playing the short term of the market as well. And that's what we use something every day. And we talk about various points in history of when these would have worked perfectly. And they always work. It's just at a degree of what success they will work to. But they're always successful to a certain point. But again, I encourage you to go to thebubbashow.org. And check out, we have two programs. We have a private session with a maximum of 10 participants. And we have a group session with unlimited participants. The difference between the two, A is money cost, but B is also the individual attention you will get on the smaller. So you go to on the private side. So you go to thebubbashow.org and check it out. But this is important, important, important stuff to you, the individual, especially if you don't want to have to be forced out of the market once again. and you don't want to sell just because you need the money, you won't have to worry about that. Go check it out at thebubbashow.org. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. I'm going to step out here for a break, and we're going to come back and continue on our hedging. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. We will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show.
Hold my hand.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz on our Hedge Thursday. And again, we're teaching this and talking about it because the Badger and I believe in the importance of it. So let's get back to understanding and why we do hedge. Here we go.
And that is an important thing to understand, because to keep that long-term portfolio intact, to keep yourself from having to be forced liquidation, the tap on the shoulder, okay, your husband or your wife saying, we're broke, you got to get out. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have those problems. And not only that, but the system, the method, will at certain points in time actually make more than if you weren't hedged. Okay? Now, it won't happen always, but there are many times throughout the cycle that you will be actually not only protected, not only benefiting from possibly the direction of your stocks, but also creating yield from premium that you're going to be selling as part of what we do. Okay, so it's really important that we take and get rid of all the emotion. We get ourselves in a position, because what we're really teaching is a mathematical process that is as simple as can be, and it's easy to work with, and something that you can do all by yourself. You don't need anybody to do it for you. You just have to learn the way that it works and how to fix it if it needs to be done. But those are, when you're fixing it because you're benefiting. Okay, but so, you know, what is a hedge? Well, again, some people believe, you know, you buy gold, that's a hedge. Well, you know, for me, for those of you who've been with me long enough, that I do like gold. I believe that everybody should own a little bit of gold. But certainly I would never buy gold if I thought the market was going to collapse. That would not be the first thing I'd be buying. How about you, Badger?
No, the problem is, Bubba, as we can see, looking at the original slide, the gold is actually a commodity. It's like anything else. Even though, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, we knew gold could never go down again, unfortunately, folks who bought gold 3 years ago are getting killed. So it doesn't work. Anything that you want to do, owning commodities against equities, doesn't work. What we're going to show you is how to take that risk and offset it no matter what you want to do. Well, if you want to own commodities, fine. We'll show you how to offset the risk. You want to own equities, we'll show you how to do it.
And that's, you know, really what it comes down to, because it's the hedging strategy gives you the opportunity to free flow. And when you learn the hedging strategy as a long-term strategy, you can then learn how to use that in your short-term trading. I know some of you on here are very active and some of you are not. There's no requirement either way. You can be very passive and just protecting, or you can be very active and protecting your long term as well as protecting your short term. Okay, so there's a lot of ways to benefit from what we do, okay, and there's a lot of ways to make things happen, but you have to be just learn the basics, okay, and understand what the model of what we were talking about is all about and how it works. Okay, so now, what are some of the hedges that you've seen? Okay, well, we've all seen the covered call. Now, as you know from being around me, that to me, this is a horrible strategy. But again, I can justify it back in 1985. I can justify it in maybe the 90s because of the cost of trading versus trying to enhance yield. But a covered call gives you zero protection. It may help you enhance yield, but if you buy a stock at 100 and you sell a covered call for $5, you still have $95 of the risk. So how are you going to do when it goes to 80? Again, it's going to force you to make decisions that you don't want to make. It's a rotten strategy that was never great, but for people who are not knowing any better, it was the best game in town. What do you think, Peter?
Yeah, at that time it helped, but we never really used that in the floor above, as you well know. No. we never advertised that. We don't think it's a good strategy. Like Bubba said, you know, if the market's rallying very slowly, yeah, it's a good strategy. Unfortunately, when you hedge, you're going to hedge against your risk, not against reward.
Exactly. Okay, so the next strategy is a bear call spread, okay? Now, okay, bear call spreads, I mean, they're the same as a covered call, with the exception that you're giving, not getting as much premium, but they have the same issue. Okay, you do not make money if the stock goes below the credit that you're collecting. So it's really not protecting you. Again, the bear call spread is a way of trying to generate yield, but it has no means of any protection. Okay, it does not protect your downside. Married put. I don't know if anybody's ever done this before, but you buy the stock, you buy the put. Okay. Now, what is the fallacy here, Badger, of the married put?
The fallacy is the amount of premium you're paying. You know, when the market, you know, most people don't buy these particular puts when the market's in a bull market. They buy it when they see fear. Well, the market makers, the other side of your trade, are not going to sell those puts to you cheap. And one of the biggest losers, actually, in 2008 and again in 2011, were people that listened and bought married puts. They get killed. When the premium gets so high, you just can't overcome it. The market makers that are selling it to you are not stupid. We don't like this strategy whatsoever. You're paying way too much for your insurance. In the long run, this strategy does not work.
Now, if you remember, back in, you know, 12, 13, 14, and all the pundits were saying, buy cheap puts. Again, you've heard me say it before, but it always bears repeating, there is no such thing as a cheap option on any side, because if you remember that somebody is on the other side of your trade, and typically it's a market maker. The reason we have these strategies is because we were market makers, and you had to defend yourself against Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. Because you were trading against the billion-dollar banks. You had to understand how to protect yourself. This strategy, again, will do nothing but burn through cash. Because at the end of the day, if you've seen markets trade, they very rarely go straight down. They may go down a lot, but even in 2008, what everybody seems to forget is you had plenty of time to get out if you wanted to get out. You had plenty of time to be hedged if you wanted to be hedged. But when you were greedy, or you tried these other strategies, you get double barbecue, okay? And the last of the known strategies that are used is the collar. Now, the collar is a synthetic position that gives you nothing, okay? Take us through the collar, Badger.
Well, the collar works if you want to have no downside risk, because the collar locks you in. So if you're trading Apple and you want to do a collar at $100, no matter what Apple does, if it goes to zero, you're still short from zero. The problem with the collar is, if you do it, what about if you guessed wrong? What about if you were way, way too fast? you have no upside. And so the collar protects downside. And, you know, in the pit, we did that, Bubba. We did collars, synthetic collars. But there is no upside here. If the market keeps going your direction, you can't make a dime. So we don't like this strategy. We don't think it's a good strategy. We're going to show you better strategies than this. It'll accomplish the same thing.
Right. These are like reversals or conversions that, you know, if you're a market maker trying to squeeze out pennies, which you could because you weren't paying commissions, they were fine. But as far as a trade and a protection strategy, no way. So when we look, and again, we don't preach fear and panic. And again, I want you to be able to welcome the bad markets. I want you to welcome the fear and that everybody's feeling, because you're not going to feel that fear. You're not going to have those problems in a market that everybody else has, because you're going to be protected. You're going to laugh and be cheering for these markets, correct?
And, of course, you will be cheering from the correct, because you're going to make more money. Yes, the market's going to go down, and you're not going to make a ton on the way down, but you're not going to lose. And then you'll be in a position to add on at the bottom. And, again, as we talked about earlier, is always own the markets from near the bottom. But by creating the endowment type of model, by creating the compounding type of model, you'll find yourself cheering for volatility and for markets to collapse so that you can accumulate more assets, because you're not going to be forced to sell this time, because you're going to be collecting on your hedge. And that's what we always find to be extremely important as part of it, because we know that emotions play such a big role in the market. So to get more information, go to thebubbashow.org and check it out. It's in the store, and you can see the two different types. We have two different classes. One is a more of a private setting with a maximum of 10 people that get, you know, a little bit more attention. They get, you know, you get to ask more questions. You get to be more involved. And we actually hedge individual portfolios. And then we have a group session of the same type of material. Okay, because the material is the material. But again, it comes down to the size of your portfolio and the cost and what you want to do. But I urge you to check it out by going to thebubbashow.org and checking it out. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I'm enjoying sharing with you the ideas of how you are going to protect your portfolio. But we're going to step out here for a break and come back with more of hedging your portfolio, protecting for the impending crash. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you can get this also at libertytalk.fm on demand. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break.
Song was written by Fred Ebb and John Kander.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show on Hedge Thursday, where we are discussing and talking about how to hedge that portfolio. And we're talking about the class that we are offering. So let's get back to it right now, because, again, very important information and benefit to you. Let's get back to how we hedge.
Because you're going to be able to, again, create the endowment model. But, I mean, certainly the warning signs continue to mount. And, again, we can't tell you when. I mean, I would venture to say there's probably a QE4 coming. That might be the reason that this market is running. Somebody asked me earlier, why is this market rallying? Well, maybe there's a QE. Maybe somebody smells a QE4. I don't know. I mean, we've done everything else. I mean, we're now just a bigger version of Greece, spending more than we're taking in. Not a very good model, but, you know, I think the Fed is clueless. That's my personal opinion. But we see that. Look at what's happening in commodities. Look what's happening in China. Look at all the people that are continuing to build onto the company payroll or entitlements. Okay? In my opinion, this is nothing but a big house of cards. But we don't want to be the guys in the rowboats. We want to be the guys that understand. So the first part of understanding all this is this. This is the product that changed the world if you know what you're doing. Okay? It's the weekly options. Now, those of you who have been with me the longest know that when they first came out, I said, no, we can't trade them. They're not liquid. But look what happened over time. Now, the CME tried futures on stocks, but weekly options started around 2009, But they really became into play 11 and 12. And of course, now they're through the roof. They're the best product in the board right now. They're extremely liquid, but they are the key to putting you in competition with a professional or with the market makers. What do you think, Badger?
Yeah, they are. Originally, as Bubba said, we said, no, we can't do these because the spreads were too wide. Now this is the most liquid product in the option market world. It's beautiful. I mean, if you can't get filled within a dollar, and when we were floor market makers, you know, Bubba 625 was the closest. These are great. These are absolutely great. This puts you on the best footing you could ever be with market makers. And we're going to show you how to use these, turn them to your advantage, and protect your assets.
And, you know, again, you'll look and you go, what are they talking about? Well, you know, originally options, everything traded in fractions. And, you know, everybody's whining about the high-frequency traders. Well, the high-frequency traders, all of us retail traders, because we're retail traders as well, should go kiss all the high-frequency traders because they're the ones that brought the commissions down to acceptable levels. They're the ones that provide the liquidity because high-frequency traders are nothing more than computer market makers. Okay? I mean, again, you can hear all the stories that they stole a penny. I mean, people talk ridiculous about these things. They mean nothing. Okay? But remember, back in the day, you were lucky if you could get an eighth wide market, which is $12.50. Now you're getting markets that are a dollar wide. Okay? So, again, the weekly options are the key, but the key to everything and where we start is the bell-shaped curve. Okay? Badger, take us through the bell-shaped curve.
Yeah, the bell-shaped curve is going to be the most important thing we can teach you. And it's actually the option model we're going to show you later on. And what it says is this. At the current price, meaning if we're trading Apple and it's $100, the greatest amount of uncertainty is right there. So there is no ability to get certainty. So there's the most premium. And we're going to talk about this over and over again. Most premium in the model. We go all the way to the left, the in-the-money options. When you get far enough away, if you own Apple at $80, it's really just owning the underlying stock. Now, true, if Apple goes to $70, you only lose 20, not 30, but in reality, those things are very small. On the other side, we got the out-the-money options, which means if we want to buy the Apple 120 call, the probabilities of it ever ending up in the money are very small. So what we have to do is we have to concentrate our model around the at-the-money straddle. Now, over the course of this, you're going to hear us talk about the at-the-money straddle forever, ad nauseum. And the reason we talk about the at-the-money straddle is because that's where the best chance lies for you to make money. And we're going to teach you how market makers use the at-the-money straddle. We're going to teach you how this concept, going forward and backward in time, meaning calendars, will teach you how you make money.
Okay, so this is important to understand, and this will be, and every, you'll see, you get a good look at this, because this will be every week you'll be looking at this, because again, it's a part of what we do, but this is the next component that you have to commit and understand. And for those of you who were taught by me directly, you know that the first thing I taught you was what is volatility? Because, Badger, would you say that implied volatility is, if not the most, one of the most misunderstood things in the trading business?
Yeah, I would say it's probably very few people understand what the concept is. Again, we go back and we talked about the at-the-money straddle and the air in the balloon. This clearly shows you what happens is the air moves in and out of the balloon. And I think Netflix, was it today, Bubba? We looked at it. What happens when they let the air out of the balloon?
Now, for those of you who always say, well, you know, let's just buy a straddle and, you know, we get a big move, we'll be great. Well, here's Netflix, okay, had a 9% move. And if you look at this board, you've got from the 97.50 option to the 108 option, okay, and other than these two, every option is down on both sides of the board. Okay, why? Because the market makers pumped in too much air and too many people bought in because they kept buying and buying knowing that Netflix was going to make a giant move. And of course, They all got ruined because they bought a $15 stock basically that went down to basically $6 overnight. Okay. And the model is clear. Okay. When you look at the volatility and learn to understand this, if we start at the money, which is here, and we go to the put side, when you get out of the money far enough to go to the 850, we have the put value that's like 50. Okay. We go to the other side, the exact amount, it's exactly the same. Why? Because this model that we're looking at is a mathematical model. Okay? Every one of these options on this board is related to the next option. This option, the 104 call, is related to the 119 call. There is a relationship between them. And the whole relationship is through the math. But you'll see things change when you get way out or way in the money, which is why we stick around the money. A, because they're the most liquid. B, because they pay us the best. And C, because they give us the best opportunity. But understanding how volatility itself works, okay? So we look at this chart here with a volatility of 10%, okay? Now, you can relate that if you want to the VIX, which is a 12%. But if you relate it at 10%, okay, you can see our pricing model here. Okay, everything is consistent. They're all related based on how they move up. And as they get closer to the money, we get the biggest prices.
And we will come back and look at the pricing model tomorrow. Because, again, as we continue to state the importance of being prepared for the impending crash. Okay, again, it's not because we're bearish. It's not because we're predicting. It's because we know, as a mathematical certainty, that the market will indeed sell off. Okay, now again, there'll be times when it is more bearish, and there'll be times when we are making a direct market call. But here, what we're making here is a protection call. We are buying insurance without paying for it. Okay, we are insuring our portfolio without a dramatic cost because we understand the model, we can do it better for you. So check this out at thebubbashow.org. I'm telling you to go check it out. It's something that everybody needs because it's something you need to learn for now and for your financial future. I hope you enjoyed part one of hedging your portfolio. Again, I tell you to go check it out at thebubbashow.org. Look it up, and we will be back tomorrow. Same time, same station. This is The Bubba Show. Have a great day, everybody. See you tomorrow. Take care, and we will see you later. And also, just check out the show at libertytalk.fm on demand. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.